opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prus. If you have any questions for our guests today, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. Today is a Wednesday, which is usually reserved for an interesting Fairbanksan, pioneer, local legend, maybe even a nefarious character. But I have three people in the studio here with me today, and I'm going to classify them as a different way. I call them upper management of mine. Since I've met them, they've been very good friends, and they are three people who can actually tell me what I'm going to do. So I call them upper management. Mebel Hansen, how are you doing?
Doing great, David. Thank you.
Let me get my dials corrected here. How is that now, Miss Hansen?
I said I'm doing great. Thank you.
Mr. Hansen, Gene Hansen, how you doing?
I'm forking in down and able to take on nourishment. So at our age, it's not a bad combination.
What did I call nourishment as we're walking up the stairs?
Fear.
Beer. That's right. Beer is nourishment. And Miss Gilbert, how are you doing today?
I'm fabulous.
Now, we're all pioneers. And
we are. Yay. Yes. Yeah.
And this Sunday is a annual event where we crown the king and queen regents of the pioneers.
Yes.
And so, Miss Mebel.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you, David.
On becoming the queen. Mr. Hansen.
Yes.
Congratulations, and I don't want to put up with you for that much, so just be very good during your year of occupying the seat. And what did I tell you when you came in? What did I tell you?
That fear is...
No. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? Come on, just say it.
I forgot already.
I want a whole lot of sucking up
to your wife,
Miss Mebel.
Yeah, Miss Mebel.
Thank you.
Yes. So, well, actually, I was told that I'm not going to be the king. I'm going to be the queen's consort. So.
Well, lucky you. Yeah. I don't want to know the job description. But it's this Sunday out at Pioneer Park, Pioneer Hall. Starts at 2 o'clock. Now, Fairbanks, remember, it's Sunday, so we spring forward. We go from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m.
That's right.
And that's how we do it. So don't forget to do that. So when you get out, if you want to go out there, there's going to be a reception to follow. You might bring something if you're a pioneer or want to get involved. And Joni gives good directions on what to do and how to do it, as she always does. So what the heck? So, Miss Hansen,
yes.
How were you and Gene chosen? What was the process?
Well, they were chosen by the prior king and queens of the Pioneers of Alaska.
Okay. And so, last year it was a couple who were not married.
Last year it was Jay.
Yeah, Jay Sikora.
Jay Sikora and Amy
Houchins,
yeah. So it rotates, so...
Correct.
So why in odd years is it a married couple? That's sort of odd in itself.
Well, it's supposed to be in the even years, but because of the COVID, our king and queen had to serve 2 years, so it kind of got out of line a little bit. Maybe Joni can explain it better, but that was my understanding.
So, Mr. Hansen, those C notes that you gave to Mr. Sikora worked.
Yeah, I had them. They were folded up pretty tight, though.
Now, everyone gets to Alaskan Fairbanks in a different way. Gene, how did you and Miss Mebel get up here?
Well, it started out with when I was going through the chairs of an Elks Lodge in Fresno, and a fellow that from Fairbanks here went and bought a custom-built barge from Gregor Boats, wanted to pull it up here, and he said he understood I was a truck driver and that I could do that, and it was a little process with some adult beverage. By the time we got through that, I said I'd pull it, so I did. And a friend of mine was one of my committee men, and I was chairman of the horse show project there that year for MS. And one of my committee men said he could give me a permit. He worked for the DMV, and Sundays, no, in those days you couldn't haul wide loads, but he gave me a permit. And after bribing him with a couple of jars of moose meat, and we headed out on a Sunday. We got to Sacramento, and I got stopped by the troopers. They said, you can't be hauling wide load. And I said, well, I got a permit. He looked at it, and he said, well, I'll be darned. And have a good trip. So 11 days later, we ended up in Fairbanks. And
What year was that?
In 75. And it was in, we left on March 26th, 75. And it took 11 days to get here because we couldn't drive wide load through in the dark and through Canada. We got here, and well, he said he'd give us a plane ticket home if I'd put both of us, and so we agreed that would sound like a heck of a deal. So I got it up here, and Mebel stayed for a week, went home. I stayed for 3 weeks and helped put the cabin, a roof on the cabin that we got, one of the days he said he's going to have moose steak and clams, clam gulch clams for lunch. So I said, well, to myself, that sounded like a good idea. Well, he started cooking. He had a big frying pan and a stove. We were putting the roof up on the cabin that we now own, helping him do that. Well, he said, he backs up his pickup, and he had a little adult beverage, a little Christian Brothers and a case of beer, and he said, we're going to have clams, moose, and a few drinks. And I'm standing there with my hand on I'm eating the steak out of my hand, and I'm having a little toddy, and all of a sudden it started to snow, huge snowflakes. And I looked up and I said, and it's honest to truth, I looked up and I said, it just don't get any better than this. So
decided to stay.
Went back home and told my committee that I said, as soon as I get this horseshoe out of my hair, I'm going to Alaska. And he said, well, I've got a friend just bought, one of my committee guys, he said, I got a friend just bought a truck line in Alaska, and he needed a terminal manager in Fairbanks. There was no terminal here.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, why don't you go talk to him? So I went and talked to him, and they hired me, and here I am. And so Mebel, I said I was going to do it for a year, and so
48 years later, here you are.
Here I am. Yeah. And Mebel came up a year later.
Now Mebel, when you came up here, you were with the Ween Credit Union, weren't you?
Yes. When I came up, Gene's aunt and uncle lived over in Island Homes, and across the street was Bernie Sherwood, and he happened to be on the board of directors for Ween Airlines Credit Union. And so Gene was talking to him and told him that I had experience. And so I got here on a Friday afternoon at 4:40. And
we remember the time there.
Oh, yes. And at that time, we had phones in your pickups. And Gene's phone rang, and it was Bernie Sherwood, and wanted to know if they could talk to, or when I was going to be here. And Jean said, well, I just happened to pick her up, and he said, well, we're having a meeting, and we would like to talk to her if we could. So we went down to Pike's, and
a lot of meetings were at Pike's.
Oh, yes. And so when the phone rang, and I came back to the hangar there at on the airport, and went in and talked to him, and that, as I said, that was on a Friday, and they wanted me to start on Monday. And I said, well, I just got here and haven't unpacked or anything. And they said, well, how about next Monday? And I said, fine. So I went to work for the airlines and for the credit union. And worked until Mr. Flood bought the airlines and closed it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the credit union merged with Alaska USA Federal Credit Union. And I went with the merger as a branch manager there. And I worked for them for 10 years and took some time off. And about 6 weeks later, I got a call from a friend that was working at the University of Alaska bookstore. And it was their end of the year, and they were behind in their books. They wanted to know if I could come and help them close out for the year. And I said, oh, sure, I'll come help you. It'll only take a few days. Well, 10 years later, I retired from the university, and that time I did stay retired, David.
Now I do have to add to this a little bit, because you left a really interesting part out of this story.
Uh-oh.
Fill in the blanks.
Tell them how you first started in the credit union business, because I just that just really got me.
And in Fresno, California, I worked in the business office. And
for the hospital.
Fresno Community Hospital, which is the largest hospital there. And I actually started the credit union out of my bottom drawer.
For the hospital, then.
And I would tell the employees, I said, you know, when we get a raise, we're used to spending the money that we had before we got the raise. So I think I'll take the raise that I get, and I'm going to start the credit union, and every payday then I can take that money and put into my account, and you could do the same thing, and it won't take very long, and you can have some money that you can do whatever you wish with. And so that's how I started the credit union, actually, out of my bottom drawer.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You listen to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Men all over town are raving about Fairbanks Urology.
I had to go to the emergency room, and they realized that my bladder was blocked, and so they put a catheter inside of me. It was very awkward until I came here to Fairbanks Urology. The surgery that he came up with was totally not invasive. About 2 weeks later, the catheter was able to be removed. I think the man's a saint, honestly. Really, I mean, for what he's done for me.
Make the call today, 328-0989, for Fairbanks Urology.
Ivory Jack's is going to the dogs by supporting our local dog mushers from Onak to the Yukon Quest and every race in between. They all start and end with an awesome meal at Ivory Jack's. Prime rib dinners to amazing breakfasts, live entertainment, and great times. Whether you run a team of 15 dogs, 8 dogs, or just one dog, you're always welcome at Ivory Jack's. Just pull up on your sled and come on in, because the parking's always free. At Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Gold Stream Valley, where mushers go for a great time. Proud sponsor of the Open North American.
Explore winter trails you never thought possible. Stand, float, walk on snow with better traction and stability than walking down the street. Modern snowshoes are the perfection of a thousand-year-old idea. They're lightweight and versatile, easy and fun to use for all ages. If you can walk, you can snowshoe. Get the exercise you crave. Let it snow. Go explore. Start today. No lift ticket required. But first, find the right style and the right fit at Frontier Outfitters. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
With stores in Anchorage, Wasilla, North Pole, Fairbanks, and throughout North America, Glass Doctor is your locally owned and operated solution when you need a windshield. With our G12 road hazard guarantee, you get 1 year peace of mind, knowing we will fix or replace your windshield if it gets damaged or broken for free in Alaska, where they put rocks on the road like on purpose. It's practically a buy one, get one free kind of a deal, and only at Glass Doctor.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your pains.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Maintaining your correct tire pressure improves safety, fuel economy, and tire life. Drop by the Tire Guys for free tire inflation. GCR Tires and Service, taming the Alaskan road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR Weather.
New winter weather advisory continues until noon tomorrow. Snow likely today, otherwise overcast. High of 31, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, will dip down to about 19. High of 28 tomorrow, chance of snow. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tonight. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have in the studio with me three pioneers, Joni Skillbred, Mebel Hansen, and Gene Hansen. And whose is that? Not much. Gene Hansen.
Oh,
you buy a round for us at our next meeting for... You're not supposed to answer the phone.
Yeah, they have to call back, caller. Call 458-TALK.
Yeah. My goodness.
I thought I had that thing turned off, but I guess I didn't.
That's what I'd be saying, too, right now.
Oh, it's Wanda.
Oh,
she's been in here before.
Uh-huh. Yes, Wanda can call 458-TALK. Yeah. I'll send her a text.
Man, so
she's probably listening.
When you are seated as the queen, Miss Hansen, and you're accompanied by your royal escort, what will be your duties?
Well, I understand that I can visit all of the other igloos throughout the state of Alaska, and I believe we have 16 igloos, and I can visit them and get to go to their crowning of their kings and queens and just have a good time, and I hope and...
Well, you owe you a beer or a glass of wine for that phone faux pas.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, we...
Oh, please add to this one, Gene.
Well, it's doing a little public relations thing for the pioneers. We try mm-hmm. to put the name and the picture of the pioneers ahead of everything, to build some interest in being a member of the pioneers. If you got 20 years, you can belong here. Of course, I waited 30 years, and then
I waited 40. Yeah,
40.
Yeah.
Well, now it's only 20.
Yeah. Right after I got in, they dropped it.
This is the way I classify. If I consider you a Fairbankson. If you moved here and you, on your own accord, you stayed for a second winter.
Yeah.
Then you're a Fairbankson. That's my definition.
That's true.
Of a Fairbankson.
When I left Fresno on the 4th of July to come back here for the job, that was after I got the horse show out of my hair, I got hired. It was 110 degrees in Fresno when I left, and my first winter here was 66. When it went to 66 below, I thought
that's a big difference.
I thought I'd made a mistake, but it was the work was fun. I established the terminal, and with a lot of help from the locals, the companies.
We just missed a phone call. I hope the person calls back.
Oh.
Yeah. Gene was talking too much.
Yeah, right.
Or,
don't put a microphone in front of me.
No. So, where's the Stampede at this year?
McCarthy.
Ooh.
Yes. So the pioneers, we all gather and for solstice every year, and this year we're going to be at McCarthy. And we have a really great setup, an old dairy pasture, and mm-hmm. we'll all be out there and we'll be having a good time. Gene and Mebel, you went to Eagle and you went to Wiseman.
Yes.
Yeah. And we went to.
When's the McCarthy trip?
Over solstice this year, yeah.
Let me try and make that one.
Yeah, you need to be a member.
No.
Yeah.
Am I not a member now?
Did yes,
I not
you are.
As you say.
Yeah, that's a good part about being a pioneer. You get to. We have igloos all over the state.
Didn't I give you the check? Yeah. Didn't I give you the check to give it to Bill?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she doubles as a collection agency.
Right. Also.
her middle name is Guido.
What we did at Eagle and at Wiseman and mm-hmm. also down at McCarthy is we worked on the refurbishing the historic cemeteries and name plating the graves that we could identify with new markers and all, cut down a lot of trees and a lot of brush and did a lot of It's a lot of work during the day, but it's a lot of fun at night.
The community also comes in, and they give us insider tours, and we pass a hat, and, you know, we pass a hat and give to a local historical preservation project, whether it be the, you know, we identify what's needed in the community. So we always leave it better than we found it.
Joni, how did me and you come across each other?
The Clay Street Cemetery Commission. Yeah. Yes.
We knew where all the bodies were.
Right.
Well, we thought we did, then we didn't.
I walked in there, and I had never met Dave before. I didn't know who he was. And you know, I looked at him, and I thought, well, what's he doing here? I don't know him. We make a terrible team.
We've been friends since. She was trying to establish my credentials, my bona fides.
I
said, well, you know.
Yeah, we shouldn't be allowed to sit and talk to each other because all kinds of stuff gets cooked up.
Yes.
So you also get to ride in front of the parade.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. That's
more than one parade.
Yeah.
More than one parade.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They travel.
Which other parades will you be in this year?
Well, we don't know yet.
Burundi, for one.
Okay, that's in about a week.
It's last week.
Yeah, next year.
Oh, next year.
Next year, not this year.
Okay.
Because we won't be queen and king yet until after theirs.
That's right.
You'll be in the Regent's Parade at the convention. Pioneer Convention, which if you're a pioneer, if you haven't been to one of those, you're really missing something. Those are so much fun. And you guys usually are in Valdez around the time they have their parade.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So we can.
Mm-hmm. So tell me some of the activities that the pioneers do, Gene.
Well, we preserve history and research history, and Joni was part of digitizing all of old records that were reams and reams and reams of paper that were digitized now, and they're on available in the Pioneer office, and we get quite often we get calls from people from outside that are tracing down their relatives that they know came to Alaska.
Genealogy.
Mm-hmm. Genealogy, right. And see if there's any records of them and that they can identify to aid in preserving their family history. So it's a rewarding.
And you have lots of good mug-ups?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We have the bocce tournament coming up in May. That's always a big deal.
That's a cat fight.
Yes.
That's men versus women.
Yes. It's always a lot of fun.
Versus the women who know everything.
And then they all play against
cheaters.
Me.
He's sore because he's determined to win, and he hasn't won yet.
That's right.
I'd say he's a sore loser. Though.
He got the sore loser trophy once.
Yeah, I did. And I also got a trophy for the worst Italian accent, too.
I can understand that. So,
yeah, we're sure.
You're talking Norwegian there, Tony.
That's how come I get the worst Italian.
But we do a lot of work, like just in Pioneer Park, you know, we have a lot of displays that we maintain. Right now, we're working on refurbishing the stamp mill in the park that needs some work. The men's igloo just finished the rifle.
Right.
It's a, you know, like a 1902 artillery rifle.
It's a cannon, yeah.
Yeah, and we have the Pioneer Museum. We do historical works around town, history nuggets. Nick and I come in here. It's a lot of stuff, yes. But we have a good time doing it.
An excellent time doing it.
And it's history is just some of the digging into the records, the history, the stories that go back. It's just fabulous.
Every time I go into the Pioneer Hall, I always see something that just spellbinds me. I got to sit there and study it and look at it. Be it going through the photographs, just looking at everything.
It's
a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. I'm going to leave you with some Bumper music, David Bowie fame. I did not choose this. And then we have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather. But here I'm going to be DJ Dave and give you some fame.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Where did COVID-19 come from?
There's no consensus yet about the virus's origins.
Testimony at a House subcommittee hearing this morning from Dr. Paul Owater with the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. Former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Robert Redfield believes the virus came from a Chinese lab.
Unleashing a new virus to the world without any means of stopping it and resulting in the deaths of millions of people.
He's calling for a pause in that kind of virus research called gain of function. Job openings are down a bit, still more than there are people looking for work.
Openings declined in January, but the job market remained tight. The Labor Department's job openings and labor turnover survey found 10.8 million job openings, down from the revised December number of 11.2 million, though it's still a strong reading.
Fox's Jenny Casola on Wall Street. Stocks are mixed at the moment. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Alaska legislature has rejected proposed pay increases for the governor, lieutenant governor, and leaders of the major state departments. A commission tasked with reviewing the salaries of Alaska lawmakers and top state officials in January recommended the increases, saying the salaries had not kept up with inflation. The Alaska State Officers Compensation Commission did not address legislative pay issues. The House voted Monday 40-0 to reject the pay increases. The Senate voted 19-0 last week to reject them. There was little discussion around the issue. Some lawmakers said they did not consider the commission's review to be comprehensive. Members of the largely Democratic House minority said they opposed raising executive pay before addressing issues like education funding. In its report, the commission said the governor and lieutenant governor last received salary increases in 2011 and proposed raising the salary for governor from $145,000 a year to about $176,000 and for lieutenant governor from $125,000 a year to about $140,000.
Online at
KFAR660.com. At Batteries Plus, they do more than fix phones and tablets. They help our neighbors power their lives. Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online at batteriesplus.com.
Before it becomes an emergency, Homestead Pumping and Thawing wants to remind you to give them a call and schedule your annual septic pumping. Septic system maintenance is like automobile maintenance. A little effort on a regular basis can save you a lot of money and significantly prolong the life of the system. When properly maintained, your septic systems can last 20 years or more. Give Homestead Pumping and Thawing a call today, 488-1566, or look them up at homesteadpt.com to schedule your annual septic pumping. Homestead Pumping and Thawing.
The all-new Fairbanks Clinic. Sure, they've been around since 1932, but now they're in their amazing new, iconic location at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. An absolutely stunning building, and they're taking new patients right now. Fairbanks Clinic also accepts most major insurance providers. Come in and see their incredible new clinic and meet the new personnel, Dr. Nicholson and PAC Sylvia McCormick. So if you're looking for primary care, make it the new Fairbanks Clinic. Also home to Fairbanks Urology at Cushman and Gaffney. Online at fairbanksclinic.com.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
This week's 50-50 Friday offer is from AK Drip. This rehydration service offers a variety of IV infusions, everything from a metabolic boost to immunity building, migraine treatment, and more. All services are administered by registered nurses and medical professionals. Alaska dehydrates us. AK Drip gives us our energy back with a simple procedure. Spring into summer and feel your very best with the Chena Rehydration Therapy Infusion from AK Drip.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prus here with Upper Management in the studio with me, Gene Hansen, Mebel Hansen, and Joni Skillbred. How you all doing?
Great. Oh, fabulous.
Good.
You're intimidating.
I am? Really? No, why should I be, David?
Because that smile can either be a smile of I'm going to love you to death or I'll kill you. And it can go either way, Ms. Hansen, real fast
well,
with you.
I'll love you to death.
Okay.
I think she has Jean do her dirty work.
Oh, goodness. So you got up here in 1975.
Yeah.
And you were with Weaver Brothers, as I recall.
No, I started a terminal for Mammoth Trucking.
That's right.
I was the first and only employee for almost a year. I did the public relations. I did
the hauling and everything.
Whatever needed to be done, until I finally made a connection with the head of materials for Fluor was Rex McLean.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been out to the airport and there was a box out there on a trailer that had been sitting there for a long time, and so I had lunch with him and I said, you know, there's a trailer out there, it's been there for 2 weeks. I said, could I haul that? And he said, well, let me go check. So he went out there and come back, he called me up and he says, can you get that out of town by 4 o'clock this afternoon? And I said, oh, sure. Had no way in heck knowing how in the heck I was going to do it. But at 2 o'clock, one of my drivers from Anchorage came in, and he had been up sloping back. And I said, I've got to load. I said, I've got to get it out of town by 4 o'clock. And he said, well, geez, I've been to bed. I said, hey, I'll go look. I'll hook up your truck, get you all ready to go. But you got and go. And we had couple of rooms at the ranch there reserved for us. I said, go get a shower and a nap real quick and get back here, but it's got to be through Highway Movement Center by 4 o'clock. Okay, so he come back and he got it into the truck and took off, and he punched in at those days. You had to punch in your freight bills at HMC, and then, of course, the drivers got paid 18 hours after that, guaranteed after they punched in. So anyway, I said, go up to 28 Mile and take a nap, but get it through HMC. So he did. Well, next morning, I called Rex and I said, how about lunch? And he said, okay. So we had lunch, and he said, did you get that load through HMC by 4 o'clock? And I said, yes, sir, I did. He says, I know it was 10 minutes to 4, but you did it. So, and that was the connection that I needed, and from then on, Fluor gave us a lot of work, and Mammoth Terminal started. I had to start hiring guys to work, and we became successful, and I had a crew. It was fabulous. The guys I hired were a bunch of loggers from Oregon and Montana. I had about 10 guys, 11 guys, and Bob Franklin was my first hiree, and he's a guy that had BY Farm and all.
Mm-hmm.
He was my first guy. He wanted 4 hours of work so he could get Teamster insurance, and so 4 hours was good. And then I hired him to unload the cars off the rail. That we had that agreement with the railroad, and he did his work. And then pretty soon it was all the hours he wanted to put in. So then I had to start hiring guys, and it worked out. I had so much fun, and it was a really interesting time, and there'll never be another one like it.
Yeah. Nothing like a pipeline.
Yep.
There's nothing like a pipeline.
How many people were you in charge of?
Well, one
at the
time,
height of that.
One time, I had 17 guys working for me.
17.
Yeah.
Well,
we had contract do the government LTL, you might say, and mm-hmm. But we were in there during the retrograde. We had people from all over the United States coming in, buying stuff and shipping with us, and we hooked up with Tote in 75 and in 76, and Tote was just getting started, and I did all I could to help Tote out, and they rewarded us with a lot of work. We had and occasionally in my first year, I had to make trips up up north, and it was always interesting. I remember one time going up Happy Man. I went by a whole bunch of trucks were sitting there, and I went right on by them, coming back from Pump 5, and I spun out just before I got to reach the top of the hill, and slid back. I thought I was going to slide into one of the trucks. I had to swing it backwards. And they called it Happy Man because there was boys down there that had a tire shop there, and they were always happy. They were smoking dope and changing tires.
I think those two boys were Live and Gooders.
They were known.
My goodness. Yeah. We had two young fellas that lived out there that they had the only tire business on the Hall Road.
That was Happy Man.
I think so.
Yeah, that part of the road has been eliminated now, and they cut that section out. But it was right above the creek. I can't remember now. It's been a long time ago. So anyway, from there on, it was just it was a success, and I was happy, and my bosses were happy, and I worked 17 for them years, and the IRS and our owners had a little conflict, and and Weaver Brothers, I worked for Mammoth on Friday, and on Monday we all transferred over to Weaver Brothers, and Weaver Brothers took over our situation. I worked 4 years for them and retired 21 years. So.
Okay, what the heck? Those were the days. Now, the technical question I have for you, Ms. Mebel, and Gene, since you drove, when you went over the Pike's Landing for your first time, did you go down the old airport road and across a field to get there? Or did you go on the new expressway from the airport to get there?
No, it was the old airport.
You had to cross the field, the river and through the woods. And
here we come.
Yeah, you're probably thinking, Gene, where are you taking me? What the heck are we doing here?
Yeah.
Oh, and the bathrooms were outhouses.
No,
it was in there.
That was in there.
No, it wasn't, David. Were they outhouses?
Yes, they were.
His daddy owned it.
Well, I remember that.
He bought it from Lloyd Pike.
Right.
So right around 1976 is when he got it, and that's when they were putting in the new highway,
It was under construction then, yeah.
And so you were probably one of the first ones in to use the new bathrooms.
I probably was.
Because
then,
I had to go get rid of the three old outhouses. That was my job. You know, we were real careful. Yeah. No one falls in. If you fall in, you're not getting help.
That's right.
and every morning, my dad would go out there and he'd bring pitchers of water for people who liked whiskey and water because he had a well. And then if you added the well water to it, there's so much iron in it, it just turned the whole thing jet black.
Right.
And coal, you know,
right.
So funnier than heck. Those were the days. And, you know, you put running water, toilet out there. My God.
Yeah.
Got rid of the three outhouses.
Yeah.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 907-458-TALK, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The 2023 World Ice Art Championships at the Tenenbaum Valley State Fairgrounds. Breathtaking ice sculptures of every size, special events, treats, ice slides, surprises, and more. It's the best part of winter in Fairbanks, the World Ice Art Championships, featuring the world's greatest ice carvers competing for international bragging rights. And don't miss the youth competition starting March 13th with Kids Day and the award ceremony on the 17th. World Ice Art Championships going on now to the ice melts. For tickets and information, go to icealaska.com.
Fairbanks Urology, an Alaska UroLift Center of Excellence and expert care provider for men's health needs. With Dr. Tony Nima.
Benign prostatic hyperplasia, more commonly known as BPH, is not prostate cancer. 50% of men over 50 have BPH, and that number grows as men get older. UroLift is a minimally invasive procedure that can help with BPH symptoms as well as save your bladder. It is done in the office and does not involve surgery or general anesthesia.
Visit FairbanksUrology.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs. Starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. A look at Alaska's budding new industry brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. The Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And later, it's Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30 p.m. to kick off our Saturday night food programming. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Find Bridgestone and Cooper tires for every car, truck, motor, home, and SUV you drive. Everything you tow. GCR tires and service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
A winter weather advisory continues until noon tomorrow. Cloudy skies today with snow likely. High of 31. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight. Snow likely 19. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tonight. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have in the studio with me Gene Hansen, Mebel Hansen, Joni Skillbred. Now, we all make Chichaco moves. We all do. My first night, my 16th birthday, I drove my car into a ditch at minus 35 below. That was a Chichaco move. Gene, what was one of your many Chichaco moves?
Well, I had to hook up to a trailer to go out to the airport to pick up a load, so I started back underneath my trailer, and I looked, and its fifth wheel looked really dry and miserable, and I thought, well, gee, I'll fix that. I'll get some oil out of the office, and I popped a can and poured it all over the fifth wheel, and as I was doing that, it was kind of turning a taffy brown. It was 55 below at the time. And
you're so, making a hockey puck.
Well, I backed underneath the trailer, and I poured the whole quart there, and I backed underneath the trailer, and I got out to hook up the airlines, and I looked, and on the Gippo board, which is a flat piece of aluminum covering the drive line over the frame, and I looked, and a whole quart of oil was laying there. It just slid right off of the fifth wheel and laid on the Gippo board, and I looked, and I picked it up. I had monkey face gloves, and I picked it up, and I held a whole quart in my hand. And I'm thinking, boy, my buddies in California, and they're going to believe me when I tell them I was holding a whole quart in my hand after I poured it out of the can. And I looked around to make sure that nobody saw me pull his dumb Chichaco stunt, and I flipped it like a frisbee out into the snowbank and left it there until spring.
If you are with the EPA, this is only something that may have happened, and the location is to be determined at a court appearance later on.
Exactly.
Boy.
Did I feel stupid, tell you.
Well, you know. Joni, any Chichaco moments from you?
Oh, my gosh. There's quite a few. I remember driving the Elliott Highway before it got realigned, so it was the old road, and it was really windy, and there was a lot of truck traffic. And I wasn't new to Alaska, but I was a very young adult. I think I was like 18 or 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And hadn't been driving very long. I'm driving in and out of these trucks on the haul road. I mean, just one right after another. And I got sent to town, and I had four empty fuel drums in the truck. And, you know, I remember being told, now, don't drive too fast. You know, you got to putt along. Of course, you know, I didn't listen to that. And I come around this corner on one stretch of the old road, and I hit this hole, and barrels go flying out everywhere. And the toolbox was the dashboard of the truck. And all these tools come back at me, you know, and I get stopped. And I get everything back in the truck, you know. And, I mean, that took some doing. And that was, you know, that was my dumb Chichaco move. When they tell you, don't do something, don't do it. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what, on that old road, I had to go up to the Live and Good Camp. One of the trucks was broke down and had a little tiny quarter-inch ferrule. It's all they needed, and the warehouse up there would not give the driver one. So I had to drive all the way up there to, and Mambo went with me,
yes.
And drive all the way up there and put on this one little old quarter-inch ferrule on an airline, on the shifter.
And that's an expensive ferrule.
It was very expensive. And yeah. So then coming back, it was the first experience that we had with bears. And I'm coming up, just come up over the top of the hill and come by the first residence up there. And the dust coming down, and all of a sudden here come three cubs, little tiny cubs that weren't much bigger than a miniature poodle. And a big sow come down, and she stood right in the middle of the road and turned and looked at us and just rolled back her lips and showed her teeth. And then the cubs just kept playing around in the road. And my border collie went nuts, and she's trying to jump out of the window and get out there and get after that bear. We wasn't going to let that happen, but that old sow just stood there and watched us and let those cubs play, and all of a sudden she gives a couple of woof woof like that, and the cubs straightened right up, went over the bank and down the hill, and the old gal stood there, turned around, and looked at us, and bared her teeth again.
That's like a parting shot.
Oh, that was a picture, and that was our first experience with a wild animal in Alaska. And I did not have a camera with me, naturally, but we enjoyed that.
I do got to share a story about Gene and I. We were both presidents at the same time for the Pioneers. Yes, and we did the Regent's Tea, and we did this skit. In those days, we did some pretty amazing skits, considering that was very little practice involved.
Yeah.
And we had so much fun at that, and I was a witch, and you were my pet ogre.
Ogre, right.
Yes.
Okay. All I had to do was,
I had to drag him with a leash up onto the stage. Oh my gosh, it was fun.
It wasn't a leash, it was a rope.
A rope, yes.
Dr. Frankenstein and the monster.
I had one line, and that was it.
We've had some great times together.
Yeah. So it sold well. Everybody laughed.
And then when is the mug up this year?
The mug up is going to be on the 14th. The 15th. July 15th.
Okay.
The day of the parade.
Okay.
That night. Pioneers and their guests. We get together and we have a big dinner and we have entertainment and we have a ball. Pioneers come from all over to attend.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you're not a member, if you know a member, you could become an invited guest.
Yep.
But it is a lot of fun.
And when's the rededication of the Pedro Monument?
The very next day, on the 16th.
Just bringing you through everything.
Yes. Yep. Pedro Monument is on the 16th. We haven't selected the speaker yet, but that's always open to the public, and it's free, and it's always really interesting because that's the oldest Golden Days event.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're getting up to the 80th now. I think we're past 80 for
and
those.
When's the men's and women's roll call dinners?
April 26th for the women. And
I think in May.
The men are in May, I think.
Yeah.
First
if they set
May.
A date, I don't know.
No, I don't know either.
Yeah, we're for the women's dinner, we're getting dressed up in different eras. You know, you can come in a historic outfit, and I'm doing the 1970s. I'm going to wear my pipeline outfit. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You and ABBA.
I'm going to be ready for it. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. But back to the facts here. Your coronation, Gene and Mebel, is this Sunday?
Yes.
The 12th of March at 2 p.m. at the Pioneer Museum in Pioneer Park.
It'll be in the Stampede Room, which is a gorgeous, gorgeous room.
Yeah.
Yes.
Will the engine number one be running?
Yeah.
This summer, yes.
I didn't say this summer.
Oh, for coronation, no.
No?
No.
No?
It's a little early to be warming up.
I'll handle this. it's in a secure, heated environment.
My rear end's feeling a little heat right now.
Yeah. There you go. And so when do you start traveling, or do you know yet, to different locations?
We'd be going down to Palmer for their
parade.
Palmer Day parade, and they have a big Snyder Park belongs to the Pioneers, and they throw a really fabulous barbecue, and the food is super, and the pastries are deadly to a diabetic like me.
Too funny. But thank God they're there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Then we'll get to ride on the parade on a float with all the other king and queens that show up.
Yeah, they come from all over the state.
From all over the state, yeah.
So, Ms. Mebel, I have to ask the most difficult question to you. Actually, this is an easy one. What's it like being married to Gene?
No, but my phone,
tell the world.
My phone never rings until I get here. Huh? I thought I shut it off.
What's it like being married to Mr. Hanson?
Well, it's really very good, David. When I
third time was a charm, Gene.
Third time's a charm.
No, that's shutting down.
It has its ups and downs, but it's worth it, and it's hilarious, and we have a lot of fun. And
you know, since the day I met you two, I just can't see one without the other.
They do complement each other.
Yeah, I just can't see one without the other. You know, there's a steady you, and then there's damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. This is going to be free entertainment to watch.
Someone has to keep him in line.
Yeah, that's Gene. But I just can't see one without the other.
I always introduce her as my next ex-wife because I was married before, and if she don't straighten up, she's down the road like the other two.
Other two?
Right. But you know what I tell him when he says that, though, David? Anytime he can afford it.
And it's Keith Brooks, I can't afford an attorney. So
I think
for 57 years we've been doing this.
I think where I'm going with this is you two are perfect representation as a Pioneer King and Queen Regent. You two really are.
Thank you so much.
I congratulate you. I just think you set the epitome for it, the way you are, who you are. And I just can't see one without the other. I just can't see it. And since I met you, it's always been Gene and Mebel, or Gene and Miss Mebel. So anyway.
The public is invited to attend the coronation ceremony, and it's pretty special. You know, it goes all the way back to the 1930s.
There you go. Well, Gene, Mebel, Joni, that's our show for today. I appreciate upper management coming in to check in on me once in a while.
It's too, the hour went by too swiftly.
It does.
We'll confer if you earned a raise or not.
Speak to Supreme Management. Fairbanks, I will see you on Friday. You have a great day.
It's our pleasure.